Dear brothers and sisters in Jesus Christ, on this Good Shepherd Sunday and World Day of Prayer for Vocations, the Church reminds us of our call to become good shepherds of the God's flock and good sheep of His parishes, and invites us to pray for vocations to the priesthood, permanent diaconate, and the religious life. Both the Old and New Testaments use the image of a shepherd and his flock to describe the unique relationship of God with Israel and of the Christ with Christians. The first reading, Peter reminds his Jewish listeners that they have crucified their true shepherd. Hence, they need to receive the forgiveness of their sins by getting baptized in the name of Jesus and acknowledging the risen Jesus as their Lord and Savior, as Jesus had commanded. In the second reading, Peter encourages the suffering Christians to follow in the footsteps of their good shepherd, Jesus, the suffering servant, realizing the truth that Jesus' suffering and death have enabled them to become more fully the children of God. In today's gospel, two brief parables show us Jesus, the first as a unique gateway to eternal salvation, that is, sheep gate, and the second as a selfless, caring shepherd who provides his sheep protection and life itself. Besides guiding his flock to eternal life as the good shepherd, Jesus himself is the gateway to eternal life. Good shepherd being the theme of today's readings, there is a story about a pastor's priest vacation. It has been said that every pastor, every priest ought to have 6 weeks of vacation each year, because if he is really a good shepherd, a good pastor, he deserves it. And if he is not a very good shepherd, his congregation deserves it. The life message that we are invited to learn: we need to become good shepherds and good leaders. Everyone who is entrusted with the care of others is a shepherd. Hence, pastors, parents, teachers, doctors, nurses, government officials, caregivers, and among others, are all shepherds. We become good shepherds by loving those entrusted to us, praying for them, spending our time, talents, and blessings for their welfare, and guarding them from physical and spiritual dangers. Parents must be especially careful of their duties by giving good example and instruction to their children, training them in the Christian principles. We need to become good sheep in the fold of Jesus, the Good Shepherd, following the voice of our Shepherd Lord, receiving the spiritual food through our regular participation in the Holy Mass, our frequenting of the sacraments, and our participation in the prayer services renewal programs, missions, actively participating in the activities of various councils, ministries, and parish associations. Today, we are also invited to pray for vocations.
My dear boys and girls, today I would like to congratulate you because you look like princes and princesses. Because of the shining dress, beautiful pants and shirts, dresses and crown that you wear. You are happy and all smiles today. And your parents, teachers, relatives are very proud of you. They want to keep the sweet memory of this day by taking pictures. They also want to remember this special day throughout your life by giving you beautiful gifts. My question is, why are we all happy today? And why do we celebrate this day as the most important day of your life? You might have heard of Napoleon Bonaparte, the French emperor, who conquered most of the countries of Europe and wished to conquer the whole world. Somebody asked him once the question, what was the most important day of his life? They expected answers like the day of his coronation as emperor, the day of his royal wedding, the day of his famous victories. But he said, the most important and most memorable day of my life was my first communion day. For each of you, this day should remain as the happiest and most memorable day of your life. Why is this the happiest day of your life? It is because you're going to receive the biggest celebrity, Jesus our Lord and Savior, as the guest of honor in your hearts and in your lives for the first time in Holy Communion. Somebody very, very big is coming to stay with you, to bless you, to protect you, guard you, and guide in your life. That is why we have all these celebrations and people give you gifts and take photos to have that reminder for the rest of your life. My next question is, how does Jesus come into your hearts, come into our lives? Jesus comes to our hearts in the form of consecrated bread and wine. Do we see Jesus in the bread and wine? Can we taste, can we touch or smell Jesus in the Holy Eucharist that we receive today? Jesus said that he would be there in the consecrated bread and wine. Nothing is impossible for God, so Jesus is present in the consecrated host and wine. Ever since his resurrection on Easter Sunday, Jesus has had a glorified body. In Holy Communion, we are receiving that glorified body of Jesus. That is why we cannot see, touch, or taste Jesus' human body and blood when we receive Holy Communion. Holy Communion is a wonderful banquet at which Jesus gives himself to us. He said, the bread which I shall give for the life of the world is my flesh. Hence, let us receive the glorified body and blood of the risen Lord Jesus in the Holy Eucharist with a repentant heart, proper preparation, reverential fear, and grateful joy. We need to receive Holy Communion with the full awareness that we are abiding with Jesus, in Him wherever we go. Hence, we are expected to radiate all around us the love, mercy, peace, happiness, the spirit of service, and forgiveness of Jesus in our day-to-day lives. The last question: who is the patron saint of first communicants? Who is the patron saint of first communicants? It is Blessed Imelda Lambertini. So, it's a very amazing life history of this saint. Even before receiving the first communion, how she longed to receive Jesus in her heart and how Jesus appeared. So for your homework, please go and search and read the life history of Blessed Imelda Lambertini. Okay?
I would also like to thank everyone who prepared these boys and girls to receive their first Holy Communion and to remind the parents, grandparents, and relatives of these children that it is how all of us in the family and all of us who are in the parish family practice our faith every day at home with neighbors and in our work that is going to influence our children. Hence, we all need to continue to train them in Christian faith and its practice, not only by advice, but more by exemplary Christian lives. May God bless all of us.